So, Chad, you arrived in Puerto Rico in February, and you and the crew headed to the Caguas region outside of San Juan. Paint a picture for me. What did you see?
It's one of the most remote parts of the island, just mountains and tall hills. And once we got to the areas we were going to be working at, we saw just debris everywhere, wires, poles down, houses with roofs ripped off, people walking around tired and, you know, waiting for their electricity, doing what they had to do every day without electricity. But it was a mess. The poles were old. They snapped off on the ground, in the neighborhoods, behind the houses, down cliffs. Just a mess.
So take me kind of from beginning to end. What did the crews from Delmarva Power and Pepco Holdings, what did you guys do to help restore power?
From beginning to end, well, in the beginning, the material was slow coming in. So first week was basically just trying to scramble for what was out there, sometimes reusing what was on the ground just to get started. Then the material started coming in on the barges. So then it was rocking and rolling. We had what we needed, just setting poles, erecting new poles, and putting wire up, primary wire up, and then going through the neighborhoods and putting their service wires up. That's basically what we were doing the whole time. And it's just a remote region. Every day was about a two-hour drive up the mountain. And, you know, just driving poles up that way on some narrow two-way roads where you look over the side and it's about a 200-300-foot drop. So you see the rest of the island. The driving was a big challenge. It was hard work, and our guys, we really worked hard to get it done. It's just an everyday challenge, just pushing through, getting people back in power.
What were some of the challenges that you faced?
The terrain was the biggest challenge, and clearing out the wire that was on the ground and getting set up to put new poles up and putting new wire up. Those were the main challenges, just making room to work. In the neighborhood, some of the people had areas cleaned out for us because they were just months with a mess on the roads and behind the yards. The terrain was a big problem. The truck's sitting not level and flying a boom. That was kind of, you know, hairy doing the work with the truck sitting at angles. But we did it the safest way we could do it. Every day was a challenge, but you just had to push and just keep pushing and getting the job done.
Chad, that picture that you painted for me, debris everywhere, old poles. As you were leaving the island, how did that picture change?
The crew I was with, I know for sure, 10, 11 guys, we did the town of Ay Bonito, and we got about 600, close to 700 people in power. There were some areas that we were not able to get because we were kind of pushing along where it was quickest to get the power back on. So as we were leaving, it was the relief crews were going to come and get those customers that we might have missed or just decided to keep moving because it was best to stay on the path we were at the time. So leaving was kind of, I didn't want to leave, put it that way. I mean, there was still work to do, and there's still a lot of work on that island, a lot of investing in the infrastructure itself, new poles. They need miles of wire. There's years of work to strengthen that infrastructure. Leaving was definitely hard to do, and I'm ready to go back right now.
The Puerto Rico Electric Power Authority actually sent a request for help, and Edison Electrical Institute coordinated this restoration effort with more than 1,500 people across the board. So that number really speaks to itself, but did you feel like you were a part of something big?
Definitely. We went down full force. My company had, I believe, 150-plus workers there. We had 77 trucks. We had a barge full of equipment go down. I felt like I was part of a small army, and I feel good of what we did as a whole. Well, I'm not really satisfied, but I'm just saying what we did over there, we did well. each and every one of our guys down there. Still a lot of work to do, but what we did, what we went to do, we did it, and I felt good about it.
After you and your crew and then the second wave of Pepco Holdings employees left the island, 96% of power was restored.
Correct.
And then a total blackout earlier this week.
There was one last week also. They said a tree hit a transmission line. That's not what we were working on. Transmission brings power across the island, north, south, east, and west. So that's a major line that they put out. And then this week, it's supposedly a backhoe working at the base of a tower hit the tower. Those are transmission lines. So that's why you can knock a whole island out or whatever. And hopefully everything can stay up consistently. I mean, we got the storm season coming, and it doesn't look good. The projections don't look good. So there's a lot of work on that island, and it's going to be years of work.
Since there were so many crews, you know, helping Puerto Rico restore power, does it surprise you at all that something like this happened after all of the work that was put in?
I'm going to say that without the weather, yeah, that does surprise me, you know. But when the weather comes, when the hurricane season comes, there's going to be more. I mean, you can't solidify that island with just 6 months of work. They're so outdated that down there they need investment down there that's going to last, you know, through time. You know, we went down there. It was a humanitarian after people out for 6 months. So we had, you know, get things back up in the air and heat it up so they can get their basic power. So when you talk about backing that up with money, more new poles and updated technology and stuff like that, that's years you're talking. You're not talking the next storm season is coming. So, I mean, yes, the tower coming down without a storm and stuff, it seems like it was a mistake. Somebody hit it. That surprises me. But things do happen. There's a lot of construction going on and heavy equipment being moved.
That was Chad Rodriguez, a journeyman line mechanic for Delmarva Power. And we were talking about Delmarva Power's efforts to restore power in Puerto Rico. Chad, thank you very much.
Thank you.